Okay, Kevin, a heavy defeat and a real feeling of disappointment among the players and the supporters here tonight. It's been a difficult night.
That's very difficult. And sometimes you get beat 3 or 4 nil, and tonight obviously 5 nil. Sometimes it doesn't paint a true reflection of the game. But yeah, we were beat by them far better side. Footballing wise, they punished us. Every mistake we made, they seemed to punish us. We did make mistakes. And then they defended really solidly. They didn't do no messing about. Defended their own 18-yard box, and they forced us into mistakes. And every mistake we made, they punished. So that's probably the biggest disappointment. Yeah. The first 15-20 minutes of the game was exactly how we thought it was going to go, and then we just gave away a goal. Obviously, the first goal that they scored was a really great goal. It was a bit of class from number 8, seeing the keeper off his line and pinged it. That can happen to anybody. But the second and third goal was really poor, and it's uncharacteristic for some of the players that did make mistakes. For us, who've been really, really good all season, been good for the last number of years. So yeah, bad night at the office.
Yeah, and listen, we've chatted so many times after games, Kevin. Even on nights when Harps have lost games, yous have been well in the matches. You know, there've been very little between the sides, but this is probably the first time this season here at Finn Park in a way where you have been outclassed.
Yeah, this was like the reverse of the Cork game, where we huffed and puffed, but we just couldn't get near them. And that's the level. Like them boys are in the playoffs, they're full time outfit. You can see it. They're just that wee bit fitter and sharper, and the options they have coming off the bench is way superior to what we have. And that's what we have to get to. Clubs, this first division, I keep harping on, the first division is a high standard, and teams are adding all the time, and they're getting better all the time, and they're going into a more full-time status. And yeah, you can see that wee gap starting to form.
And can you add, Kevin? Is that the plan, that you can add to the squad?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's the plan in July. As you can see, we need numbers, because it's kind of unfair. We had obviously 5 or 6 under 20s starting the game, but the whole bench then was under 20s. So it's very, very harsh on them. They throw them in at times. It's easy when the game's 3-0, but and I thought the likes of Troy and Gavin, when they did come on, I thought they'd done well for making their debut. But ideally, you want to bring them in and bleed them in. You don't want to be throwing them in when you're 3 or 4 nil down. It's unfair on them as well. So yeah, we need a wee bit of experience in. We certainly need a bit of legs in. So yeah, hopefully we can bring a few in July.
Okay, and this was the first game back after the mid-season break. Your next two matches are both on the road, so it doesn't get any easier. Another tough and long trip away to Cove.
Yeah, tough. Well, it doesn't get any easier in this league. For us, anyway, we do the most travelling in the country by a long shot. We all the teams based around the southeast and southwest. So that is what it is. We pick ourselves up. Even if you were to get something out of the game tonight, you just have to reset and you go again. Because this division is, anybody can beat anybody on the night, bar the likes of Cork or UCD when they're on form. It's very difficult when you're off it by that 10 or 20%. But we just had too many individuals off it tonight, unfortunately. And yeah, they punished us. It's as simple as that. But we move on. We move on. We have two tough games coming up. And look no further than Cove next week.